tell you about Naptime Radio. It's a show for moms and dads, and these chicks are super cool.
Mac Daddy and Damia.
And they want you to listen.
Yes, we want it. We want it so bad.
I know you do. Heather and Kate offer helpful info for parents with their power naps. Oh, and did I mention? These chicks are sexy as hell, y'all.
Let's ride that train.
All I need is a ticket.
Let's eliminate one article of clothing for one meal. How about that?
Oh, now it's a party. So go to naptimeradio.com or click on the logo available on our site.
Nailed it!
Chase the sun and get crazy, have some fun. And if you're on the run, we're chasing the sun.
Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I know it's been forever, and I do apologize. You may have already noticed, judging by the length of this episode, unless I've already gotten loquacious and where it ran way longer than I anticipated, that this is a brief one. What I wanted to do is I just wanted to give a quick update, because I know it's been like going on 3 weeks since I've had an episode out there, and I feel like I owe you an explanation. So if I don't, then, oh, well, screw it. I'm doing it anyway. So here's the thing. I just got busy. And I noticed that if I spent some time with my family, that I was a lot happier. And so that's the end. That's the short of it. And that booking guests and getting everybody, getting it all organized and matching up schedules to try and crank out, you know, the weekly show and all that stuff, as you know, here comes my pity party. But it was just rough. And it, you know, I just felt like I was neglecting my kids and all that jazz. And they weren't obviously being neglected. I mean, sure, did they lose about 10 pounds each? Yes. But could they use it? Yes, they were chubbers. So we fixed that. So it was a little bit of a sunny side up making lemonade in that scenario. But in all reality, I got one kid that's going into preschool, or he's going to preschool longer, and then the other one I'm home with. And, you know, between managing the apartment building, trying to manage my stand-up career, and then I also started doing voiceover, which is the other big time suck, but it's becoming a nice paycheck for daddy, which is what daddy needs. But there's some things that are coming on the horizon that I think will make things a lot better and change it. And I just wanted to say, I'm sure it doesn't need to be said, but there's a part of me that thinks that a lot of you that listen to the show really do give a shit about maybe me or more so this show. And so I wanted to give you that explanation and tell you that I'm just going to take a quick break. I will be back and trying to go full strength in November, but I might have to do like an updated version of the show or something, change things around a little bit. Haven't quite decided what I'm going to be able to do. I might just do it solo. If I do it solo, then it's fucking cake. But kind of what's going around in my head is I don't want it to be the solo show where it's like I get all maudlin or serious all the time. So I have a few ideas of some ways that I can keep it light and keep it fun for me and also entertaining for you. But the other reason why I wanted to do this specifically is because if for those of you that remember, my best friend Pete Densmore, he wrote a little book that was called Dadspirations, the first 100 days of fatherhood. And what he did was he gave away some episodes of this show and a bunch of other content, just like a shit ton of content, because he's trying to become an Amazon bestseller. And I think that we can help this guy out because he does have a cool book, and it's, you know, it's $8. You throw him some do-re-mi or whatever, and that helps him out. Oh, wait, maybe I'm wrong on that $8. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, it's Dadspirations, the first 100 days of fatherhood. It's available on Amazon. That's where he needs you to get it. If you want to give us a kickback too, click on that banner at the Dad Podcast right before you go over there. Then once you get the receipt, you're going to forward that receipt to info@dadspirations.com. So instead of in, replace that with the word dad, dadspirations.com. I'm going to put it in the description of this little quickie episode. And then he will make sure that you get all your free content in addition to a bunch of podcasts for dads. There's so many that there's just a litany, but I did want to mention there's some episodes from our good friends at Naptime Radio. What's up, bitches? There's Zen Parenting. There's Dad Labs. But there's some other cool stuff on here that it's not just podcasts and stuff. He's got an exclusive online coupon code from Tickle, makers of the ultimate blissful baby bundles. Everything you need to help your baby cry less and sleep better. 25% off, yours free. So you get a 25% off your kid sleeping better. And who doesn't fucking want that? I would kill a goat. You don't even have to go that far. You just buy this guy's kick-ass book, and then you get it. Boom goes the dynamite. An exclusive online coupon code from Dad Gear. Now, these motherfuckers, and I say that with all the love in my heart, I've tried forever to get these guys to sponsor our show because, God damn it, I'm a huge fan of their diaper bag. It's a fucking backpack for a man. I love that. It's got an external pouch for wipes. It's just Velcro. Everything about it makes you feel like your fatherhood is like you're on the SWAT team and you're just like, everything is accessible. It's got a little short pouch. I go snacks in the short pouch. That's how daddy rolls on that one. Huge, huge room. It's great. Awesome. So if you buy the book, you get an exclusive online coupon code from Dad Gear, who offer a line of masculine bags and accessories designed specifically for dads. 15% off. 15% off, but it's just free. That's in addition. Don't forget the 25% off you're already getting. Then there's an 80-page ebook that focuses on dads and pregnancy from Kelly Kroll, who recounts his transformation from clueless husband to involved and nurturing father. That's yours free. You get a free ebook that you can give to a friend as a gift, too, if you want. An exclusive online coupon code from Daddy Scrubs. I don't even know what these are, but I want them. Offering delivery room gifts and presents for new dads, such as shirts, scrubs, pants, and more. $20 off any set of Daddy Scrubs, yours free. So that's $20 that already is paying for the book. God damn it. An exclusive online coupon code from Little Dudes and Divas, carrying the finest diaper bags and baby products to help your little ones enter the world with a rockin' sense of style. 10% off orders over $50. That's 10%. So if you get $50, you get $5. That's $5 free. Or if you go $100, that's $10 free. Yeah, that's happening. An exclusive online coupon code from Odessa's, Usborn. I'm going to go Usborn Books. Offering fun educational books for all ages. 20% off all orders of $20 or more. Again, for free. All you got to do is buy this guy's book today. The day that you're hearing this episode, October 15th, 2012. If you are hearing this in the year 2087, still get the book. And know that it was a mistake that I left this little tidbit out in there too long, because we also promoted Pete Densmore's book like crazy. It's a great book. I bought it from my buddy Kevin, who, for those of you who are do know him, maybe you listen to our Second Funniest podcast as well. He had his baby and he is very excited and very tired. So join me in laughing at him about that. I'm sure he will appreciate it, but we will never speak of this to him. An exclusive online coupon code from AGEM, G-E-M. I think it's this hologram lady, for those of you from the 80s. Gem. I got to find that theme song before we wrap this up. A gem creation offering crafty and crated items, including accessories, jewelry, and items to do it yourself. 20% off orders of $25 or more, yours free. Now, here's how you could grab these valuable gifts. I kind of covered this a little bit more, but I want to make sure I did this right, because this is what Pete sent to me. Such a great guy. Come on. He's a dad. I really do like this guy. I want to do another show with him. But anyway, see, our friend Pete Densmore is celebrating his official launch of his first book, Dadspirations, the First 100 Days of Fatherhood, in a big, big way. So he's giving away the farm to do just that. All you need to do to get over $500 in free gifts is purchase a copy of this paperback book for just $13.95 off Amazon.com on October 15th, 2012. How's that for a win-win celebration? In fact, it's Sunday when I'm recording this, so I'm going to put this up right away. So click on this link. Well, you won't have the link. I will put the link up on the website at thedadpodcast.com to take you straight to Amazon to get his book. I will do that. But remember, info at dadspirations.com is where you send your receipts. However, the celebration ends at midnight Eastern time, Monday, October 15th. So the only way you could grab all the free gifts is to purchase your copy of Dadspirations on October 15th. Also, note that Amazon system sometimes updates slowly, and it may show the book won't ship won't be shipped for a day or two. However, plenty of books have been printed for this celebration. The book and freebies are a great gift for any father or mother-to-be, as well as any new dads or moms. Or just, you know, somebody who wants to laugh at what people are going to be going through again. Or if you want to look back and go, fuck, why didn't I do that? Because that's what I did with Pete's book. I read it and I went, God damn it, why didn't I do that? That's some cool shit in there. And I'm sure he appreciates me using explicatives to describe his wonderful book. But the real thing is, I want you guys to know, the reason why I'm doing this little commercial for Pete is that Pete is included in this, like, he's sending this out to like 10 million people, and included in that is some episodes of the Dad Podcast. So he is definitely throwing me a bone. I'm buying the book. It's the least I could do. I might even buy two or three just to help the bro out. So I would really, really appreciate it if you make it worth this guy's while, because he is promoting the hell out of this show to a point to where maybe this could be my full-time gig and then I don't have to travel. Not that I don't love doing stand-up, but it would be great to not have to travel and just sit around all day and go, hey, I need to book comedians and do my own little radio show. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares about this? Nobody. But you know what we do care about? That's right. Wow, does that bring back memories or what? Those of you who don't know, Jem would touch her earring and then do like a Wonder Woman type twirl, if I remember correctly, and become a superstar. And I'm sure she would save the universe and fight crime in Scooby-Doo style, or maybe it was a Wonder Woman style. I don't know. I just remember that theme song because I can't remember what show it came on after. But damn it, if I didn't enjoy that theme song as a young man. And maybe that's why I grew up to cry at romantic comedies. Maybe. Not a guarantee, strong possibility. Definitely a strong possibility. So, again, I'm going to take a little break. Hopefully, I will be back. I'm not going to say hopefully. I will have episodes by November 1st. That gives me plenty of time to do that, even if it's with my lady friend or solo. I do some masturbatory episodes. But in the meantime, if you're like, well, what the fuck? I love Justin Worsham. I want to hear more of him. Here's a little heads up. All of the promotion that I did on my fantastic album has yielded a fantastic sales of three. So, not that I'm asking necessarily for the money, but even the people who do the paid subscription that get it for free, I don't need it. I'm going to pass on listening to the guy's comedy. I barely enjoy his podcast, so I'm going to just let that slide. Go ahead. But if you are like, oh, well, yeah, I forgot to get it. It's awesomely still available. If you get it through my website, it is cheaper. It's available as a digital download. A couple of you guys purchased hard copies, and those should be coming within the week. I'm still waiting for those to arrive from the CD magic making place. And yeah, so pick up that. I Love My Kids, I Swear. If you haven't heard Paternally Challenged, that's a CD for parents. And I will be coming all over the world. That's the other thing that's exciting, that I know I will have time to do podcasts, because I have two more weeks at home and then I am gone on the road every single weekend, sans Thanksgiving weekend. So November 1st through November 4th, I am going to be at San Antonio's Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. And if they don't change the schedule on me, on Thursday the 1st and on Sunday the 4th, Daddy is headlining. So if you are around San Antonio, Texas that weekend, come on out on either Sunday or Thursday. I would prefer Sunday, because it's always a bummer when the end of your week is, you know, nobody comes to see you because you're not a name. And then November 8th through the 11th, I think I'm going to be in Pleasanton, California, or it might be the 15th through the 18th. I apologize. I'm working with another comedian, and I don't know exactly those dates. I just know that I'm somewhere in California in the Bay Area those two weekends in a row. And then November 29th through December 2nd. This is a big one. Daddy's headlining in Sacramento, California. Going back to Cali. But it's actually, I still live here. But I'll be there headlining that club for the first time. So I would love to pack the shit out of that place in a good way. Not in a like a violent lovemaking way. November 6th through November 9th, I'm going to be at the Hartford Funny Bone. No, and then this is the big, or I'm sorry, not November 6th, December 6th. I apologize. And then December 12th through December 16th, this is the rough one. I'm going to be at Good Nights in Raleigh going to Naptime Radio Country. I will be hanging out with at least half of those chicks. And then on December 18th, so I'm not even coming home because I would fly home on Monday the 17th to turn around and fly out again on Tuesday. So I'm not coming home on December 18th through the, and then I fly home on Christmas Eve. I'm home Christmas, and then December 26th through January, through New Year's Eve, so December 31st, I'm at Wits End in Denver, Colorado. So I'm there. And then there's a chance that I might be opening for another comedian again in Denver, so I might stay through the first weekend in January, that 3rd through the 6th of January as well. So those are all my dates. Please pick up my CD if you like me. If you hate me, please send me an email saying fuck off. And what else? You could tweet me. I would love to talk to people via Twitter during the break. That's okay by me. I would love it. So at Justin Worsham. I've been trying to stay on top of that a lot more. Or if you're already following, at Dad Podcast is the show. But yeah, so I think that's it. So on behalf of me, and myself and everyone else in the house that I think I just woke up Jack from napping. Jack is walking, by the way. That's exciting. And he also learned to climb up on chairs, which is fucking horrible because then he's going to hurt himself. And I'm running around all the time. So that's a little update, a little extra something. Sorry, I'm babbling. I was excited to turn on the microphone. I know it was a little discombobulated, but I do love doing the show. And for those of you who are like, why does this guy go on and on about like this is all we do? We also have kids. We also have lives. I apologize. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying that there are people who listen to the show who I've already gotten Twitter messages and emails from like, hey, where are you? And Oscar, very lovely. Thank you, sir. I need to tweet him back. But he said he was thinking of me and my family. Hopes all is well. He's a good dude. Love that guy. All right. So. On behalf of myself and everybody, we will see you back in a couple weeks. Please support Dadspirations, the first 100 days of fatherhood. Go get that book today, October 15th. Do it. Help this guy out because that'd be really cool. You could seriously handle some dude's bucket list. He's not doing this to get wealthy. He just wants to see his little book get up there and he's not, you know, he's not a publisher. This is a self-made man pursuing his dream. And if we can help him go boom, and hit that list, and then he can go, I did it. I'm so happy with myself. And then that would be cool. I really hope it works out because he's a good dude. All right. So enough of me talking. I am going to be also doing an episode right after this of another podcast, though, Engineering Fatherhood, that we'd planned for a while. So you can find me there in the interim. Not sure when it's going to come out. Haven't talked to them to see when it's happening because it's supposed to start recording in 15 minutes. So I love all of you guys. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for continuing to listen. Please hang with me during this little break and stay frosty.